to the Upswing presented by Horicon Bank live at the RNC. Joined now by Jeremy Janine, who is the president and co-founder of Urban Milwaukee. Jeremy, thanks for joining us from upstairs at Wisconsin Media Row.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, all right. So what, kind of paint the picture of the atmosphere and mood for Milwaukee residents during the convention, especially those that aren't directly involved with the convention. Kind of, what are you seeing in the neighborhoods?
So two interesting things are happening. One, I'm wearing my badge around my neck every time I leave the convention area. Very rarely I'm getting stopped. And when I do get stopped, it's, wait, what's that for? And I'm amazed that people aren't seeing these people in yellow. And I'm talking about I'm going home to Bayview and people are looking at me a bit weird. And occasionally they're asking and then they're like, oh yeah, the RNC. On the flip side, Monday night, days are just a concept at
yes,
this point.
Yes, they really are.
Clearly my neighbors were plugged in because as I was walking across the floor with the delegates, I got multiple text messages of, hey, is that you I see on MSNBC? So there's definitely an interest in it. I've gotten lots of questions from friends and family about what's happening, what's the environment like.
Right.
My brother made sure to come down last night and kind of check out the outside of the security perimeter.
Yeah. I mean, as we were talking with Visit Milwaukee and Jake Denny and Drink Wisconsinly earlier in the show, I think there's kind of been a mixed bag in terms of, you know, the expectations for increased traffic at bars and restaurants. Some have scaled back hours. Some have increased late night hours. What are you hearing and seeing in terms of bar and restaurant owners?
Well, last night was a Tuesday night, so I kind of think we're at this put up or shut up point where we're going to find out tonight whether people are going to go out. And I think a lot of what we're seeing is people that are associated with the convention are going out. They're going to their events, though. They're not going just anywhere and everywhere.
Right.
So there's winners and losers.
Yes.
I think we'll see that change tonight if media members all of a sudden are like, oh, I've been working 15-hour days and now I'm going to get cut loose.
Yeah. I think, and people, you got to remember that it's a convention and you go from kind of your hotel to the convention space and back, no matter what city you're in. But once you get out of the perimeter, there's a lot to take in for sure.
Absolutely. I've been talking to lots of journalists from out of town. Every time we can ask them, everyone is excited. Milwaukee journalists I talk to, that so many people are here and they're able to interact with so many people. They're also all very tired, and I expect they're just going to go crazy tonight or tomorrow night.
All right. How's your store doing over just outside of the perimeter?
So we're right by the Pfister Hotel.
Yep.
Things are okay right now.
Okay.
But I'm kind of waiting with a lot of different festivals, not just the RNC. There are days that are really good, and there are days that are not so good. And it's just a fluky thing that happens, so I'm waiting to cast judgment for this next 2 days.
All right, biggest story you found so far? We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, biggest 30 seconds? Oh, man. Well, I thought it was interesting. The story I'm working on now is Jon Stewart last night said The Daily Show was canceled in part because the Marcus Center was going to be on the hard security perimeter. It's not, so I thought that was an interesting claim to make.
Interesting.
It's disappointing that The Daily Show is not here. I thought that was going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people were really excited for that. And obviously Bill Maher canceling too. Had similar sentiments, but he's already rescheduled, which will be great.
Yep, he'll be back.
All right, Jeremy Janine, president and co-founder of Urban Milwaukee. Best of luck with the rest of the convention, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
You as well. Thank you.